If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we have some slightly disturbing news from Sam Altman. Apparently, his goal is that ChatGPT would remember your entire life and that it would take everything, all the details of your life that you give it and remember forever. A little bit scary. Today, we're going to talk about what that means and how it could be good or bad. But before we do that, let's talk about our school community, Jaden.
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I make a video, a deep dive, a tutorial, and we post it in the AI Hustle school community, which is essentially letting you grow and scale your businesses or career with AI, start a AI side hustle, anything that you're essentially looking to scale. And so this week, we did a whole video. It's like 20 minutes long. It's a deep dive on a Facebook ad campaign strategy I've been running this week. We go over what I was running it for, what my targeting was, how to apply it to your businesses, the AI tools I use to help support it, a whole bunch of really interesting things. So if you want to get access to that and 50 other videos and all our future videos, it's $19 a month to get access to it. We have over 300 amazing members in here that all put comments, questions, have a great community, and yeah, tons of different content all around marketing growth hacks, becoming an AI consultant, a bunch of different content growth hacks, a whole bunch of interesting stuff in there. So you can go check it out. But let's get into what Sam Altman has been saying. So I think to preface kind of what's going on here, ChatGPT recently added memory, and we had a bunch of other players. Grok added memory as well. It was actually kind of weird because I was using Grok right after they had added it, and I hadn't seen the press release that they'd done this. So I'm just sitting there using Grok. I ask it a question, and it's like, well, based off the fact that you drive a Tundra truck, like you probably should do blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, how do you, like, I didn't say anything about my Tundra. That's and then awesome. I realized I like searched, and it was like, you know, an article from like 50 minutes earlier. It's like Grok adds memory, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's actually very useful. It gave me much better advice knowing that information, but it feels really weird, especially when I didn't know it had it, and I'm like, it feels creepy. So I think the preface for all of this is kind of where Sam Altman is coming from. They're adding memory to ChatGPT. They want it to remember it, and they're a stance right now is that everything it knows about you, everything in its memory, everything in its data bank and all your conversations, this is their moat. You had those conversations with ChatGPT. They learned things from you there that Anthropic's Claude doesn't know about you. And so this is kind of their edge that they're trying to beat their competitors with, is everything they know about you, this is kind of their moat. Jamie, I don't know. What do you think? Is this creepy or is this cool?
Well, I mean, I personally think obviously there's maybe some security concerns there, but I think the idea is pretty cool. In this article, it talks about how the older generations have up to this point really just used ChatGPT as like a Google search replacement. You know, if they're trying to find the answer to a question, where a lot of younger people are using it as like a life coach or life advisor, sharing a bunch of different information and trying to get advice. And it kind of, you know, like we've mentioned, will keep track of every bit of information you give it. So I think it's helpful. So like I'll share a real life example. My son had like maybe some health concerns recently. And so we had all these different doctor's appointments and things and, you know, trying to diagnose what was going on. And I would basically just, as I got information from the doctors, just plug it in and said, hey, what do you think this is? What do you think is going on? And it would kind of keep track and gave me like updated, you know, updated results based on the information I gave it. So it's kind of like you're starting a thread and then continuing to give it information. And it's taking the context of that whole thread, which is really helpful in a lot of different situations. So I think it's cool. I think it gives like a lot more usefulness, I think, to it and makes it a lot more powerful. So, but definitely some security concerns.
So some security concerns, I want to talk about some things that they mentioned that it might actually be able to do. So beyond just what it can remember, then what it can do based off of that. There's like, you could see some pros, some cons. I want to get into that. But first I wanted to read a quote from Sam Altman. This is what he specifically said about how he anticipates this working. So there, he was at an event and somebody asked him, you know, kind of what, how ChatGPT is going to get more personalized. So he was saying that essentially it wants to have a document and remember everything about you and your life. And so he said that it is, quote, a very tiny reasoning model with a trillion tokens of context that you put your whole life into. The model can reason across your whole context and do it efficiently. And every conversation you've ever had in your life, every book you've ever read, every email you've ever read, everything you've ever looked at is in there. Plus the connected to all of your data from other sources, and your life just keeps appending to the context. He said, it's crazy. And it's like I see the use and the value, like it knows everything about you. It could really become your life advisor, but also so creepy that one company could have all of that data. We thought like Facebook and Google were creepy for all the data they keep on you for like ads. This is definitely a whole nother level, because Facebook mostly, I mean, they had some sneaky like spyware apps, but mostly they could just see the stuff you're doing on Facebook, and same with Google. It could see your Google searches and I guess websites that you're visiting. This could get everything from Facebook, Google, social media platforms, everything combined. It just seems a little crazy.
Yeah. So I guess my question would be, because I feel like one thing I experienced when I was, you know, adding to this super long thread is that I feel like I ran out of, well, I've bounced back and forth between free accounts, paid accounts. And on the free account, at least, I ran out of tokens, or I ran out of the ability to use ChatGPT 4.0 pretty quickly, because it was, I think, because each time I would ask a question, it would refer to all of the information I already previously gave it. So I'm just curious how this would work with keeping track of your whole life. You know, that seems like a lot of quote unquote tokens. You know?
I think it's it's obviously not capable of doing it today. This is where they'd like to get in the future. There's a bunch of different ways they can try to compress that data down. They have a bunch of different strategies, but I think he's like literally imagining it in a way where it's constantly like fine tuning or like getting baked into the model. So you have, it's almost like your own personal advisor, and it references all of that data. Now, there are companies like Google, for example, that will give you 1 million context tokens. So if you're chatting with Google Gemini, you could put like the transcript of an entire book in there and then ask it questions about it, and it will like look through them. So like you could put big numbers. These models are probably capable of doing even more. It's just really expensive. So if they can bring the cost down, if they can compress the files more, if they can compress the data more, then essentially they're able to offer that without it being too expensive. And this is how they compress the data. For all of you wondering out there, we figured it out, because we are trying to do some similar things over at AI Box, my AI startup that lets you access all AI models for $20 a month. So you don't have to have subscriptions for everything. Shout out to AIbox.ai. This is how they compress the data. They essentially, when you do a giant conversation about XYZ, like health challenges for your son or whatever, it will essentially create a summary of that whole conversation. You have a conversation, you ask it questions, you say a whole bunch of different things. At the end of the conversation, you know, this thing might be like 20 messages long, it will create a summary of that conversation, everything it learned. And this is what ChatGPT is currently doing in their memory. It's not like a magical new feature they added. They just added like grabbing these summaries. So the summary would say something like, Jamie's son, and then it's maybe like whatever the name is, if you put it in there, has XYZ thing and is having XYZ health issue. He believes that this might be the source, this might be the outcome, and this might be the best solution based off of our conversation. It's going to be like one sentence or two sentences long, and then that's going to get added to a bullet point on a giant document. I believe they might even like start lumping together bullet points and then like condensing them even further, possibly. But like that's kind of the basis. And then whenever you ask it a question in ChatGPT memory, it just refers to that whole document. So instead of having to refer to every conversation you've ever had, it's like making these little summaries. So when I say like they got to learn how to condense it or how to compress it, it doesn't just mean like, you know, literally compressing a file to make the image quality lower or something. It's like, how do you compress the information? And you could do that in a literal way, or you can do that in like getting a summary of a document way. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they have to do something like that, because ChatGPT is not short on letters and words, I'll tell you that. So, I mean, and also I think they also are going to have to, moving forward, still solve the whole energy crisis with AI. I mean, it's going to, especially if people do start using it, you know, right now a lot of AI is used in like a business setting or coding, things like that. But if more and more people use it for like a personal life coach, that's going to require a ton of energy and cost. So they're going to have to figure out, I think, something on that side as well.
Yep. It is so crazy. So much is happening in this space. I have been using it like nonstop this week for a billion different things. I love, well, I use Grok a lot, but I love the ability. So in his whole thing, he talked about how like college students are essentially using it as a life advisor. Dude, I use it for literally everything nowadays. I was trying to reinstall like an internet router recently at my house, and there was like all these like crazy cables. I didn't know what everything went to. And I just take a picture, send it to Grok. It's like, yep, you don't need this cable. That's for like your cable at TV, which you said you don't use anymore. So only use this one. This is the Ethernet one. And if you want to, you know, daisy chain it to your other router in the back half of your house, this is blah, blah, blah. Anyways, everything I was trying to figure out, just take a picture, send it, and it would explain exactly what the cables were. It's like all the stuff I don't want to watch a YouTube tutorial on. I don't want to call my friend that's really good at this stuff and like bother him. So you just ask Grok, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, helps you a ton. So the more personalized these get, the better your advice is going to be. So I'm excited to see kind of where that goes, and hopefully it's not too terrifying and Sam Altman doesn't become our evil or overlord that partners with the Terminator to destroy us all.
Let's hope not. Anyhow, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and it helps us out. And also check out the AI Hustle school community, where you can learn how to grow your business and make money online using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.